Uh-oh. And we back. Damn, y'all. It feels really good to say that shit.
We really are back.
Feels good. It's been a while.
About
having,
a month.
Yeah.
Caught up with us all.
Yeah, man.
A lot's been going on.
Yeah.
A lot. Well, welcome, family. What's up, man? I've been missing y'all. Christopher Joe in the motherfucking building.
It's your boy Eastside Q.
It's your boy BC.
Oh, man, and we back on another Solidity This podcast. Yo, I told my mom I was going to try not to curse as much, and I failed. So,
right away.
It's just excitement, just caught over. I mean, just,
we early on. We're gone for a minute. We're excited.
I know. A lot has happened between the last time we recorded to now.
Right.
I guess we'll talk about the mask being lifted for New Jersey. So May 19th, they took that ban off that anybody that is 100% vaccinated
don't need a mask.
Hey, everybody else got to wear a mask, they say.
But how do we determine who's vaccinated or not? Because see me, I was all excited, right? Like, ooh, I got my little card. I'm going to be able to go where people can't go. But all to find out,
yep,
that they can't even ask you if you've been vaccinated.
They bamboozled you. You've been hoodwinked.
I mean, listen, if I didn't have to travel for business, then I probably would have waited a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is. But man, I was bamboozled.
Yo,
man.
I go to get my second shot the 25th of this month.
See, I mean, so, I am just happy to say that I know that everybody that I'm around is vaccinated.
So it feels good. It feels good.
Yeah.
And what? Yo, honestly, I ran into somebody that said they identify with being vaccinated.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
So when they said that, you know, they made the statement like if you're not vaccinated, You have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So people's get around, it's like, you know how people be like, yo, I identify as this?
Yeah.
They be like, yo, I identify as someone vaccinated. That was vaccinated.
Yeah,
but boom, that's what I was telling you earlier. I was in vitamin shop today, and the manager was talking to a customer, and he was like, how do you tell who's vaccinated? And the manager was like, I mean, everybody's going to come in, hey, I'm vaccinated, so what are you going to do?
It was the honor system right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know what? We already know that it's a lot of honest people here. Cause look at this PPP loan. All these.
Yo, they all on the internet talking about. I don't know if they gonna catch me, but until they do,
bro,
I'm just gonna live it up.
And they talking about like they starting at 10 years.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
You going to jail? Do not pass go. Do not collect no dollars,
bro. That is insane.
You got to get the dollars back and go to jail.
Uh-huh. And it takes forever to pay off anything in jail.
What?
I was watching a documentary. The dude was like, man, I make 75 cents an hour. I was like, shit.
You got to pay back 20,000?
Shit.
How long that's
going to
take me?
Bro, that is insane. But yeah, but everything right now is off the honor system. Like, you still have people that are cautious.
That still
wear the mask, that still sanitize their hands or whatever case may be. Then you got other people that just do not care. Like it never happened. Like I was at Wawa and this woman like walked in, no mask, started coughing.
And some people cough in their mask. Like how are you coughing in your mask? So you're coughing, you know what?
I don't know.
That's nasty.
But you know, New Jersey is finally on that list of, you know, everybody saying that, you know, vacation is starting, so everybody can start coming back here for the shores, for AC. And Miami was popping because they had that Floyd Mayweather fight out there. So, you know, this is I think this is the second fighting event that had either the second or third that had a crowd. Because UFC kicked it off first.
They
were the first ones to like go down and like have an arena full with people. But yo, fucking Floyd, yo. Oh, damn, I cursed again. Damn, my.
How was the fight?
Yo.
I didn't see it. All I saw was a clip of the fight.
So you know, there was no winner or loser technically, but Floyd dominated from the middle of the third round till the end, right? Like, you saw the difference between what a fighter's body is trained for and what somebody who wants to be a fighter's body is trained. Because by the fifth round, the guy Logan Paul, was gassed. Like, he was, like breathing out his mouth heavy. Like, you know, you need all of that when you go to hit punch and everything like that. And Floyd, yo, this is the first fight that I ever seen Floyd come in and he look like he just worked a 9-to-5 job, yo. Nigga beard was all scruffy.
See, I saw that. I was like, when he was showing the clip, I was like, that ain't Floyd. He got beat.
He got like, no, Floyd. Yo, he wasn't like sharp to or dripped out, like nothing. He like came in. He was like, he was like, I'm just gonna beat you. So here's my question, right? To all you guys out there that's sports fans, was it a foolish move for Floyd to jeopardize his 50-0 legacy record with this amateur who has been getting the best of people? Because he's not weak. We saw that with Nate Robinson. He's not weak. If he hits you right, you going night-night. Now, every fighter says the same thing. Anyone could be beat. It takes the right connection and the right punch. Was it smart of, I mean, I know Floyd made $100 million in 24 minutes. I know he got a payout. I know he got bonuses and all that. I know he made a ton of money. But it was like, he is the only fighter who is undefeated walking around Matter of fact, that's it. He's the only undefeated fighter that I know walking around.
So what I'm going to tell you is, for me personally, you can't diminish that legacy.
No, I mean, but yo, here we go. So what happens if he would have lost?
So this is what I'm going to say. Remember, this is that 50-0 has come with belts. They come with belts.
Yes.
They hold value. For each one of them, you know what I mean? Each one of those events, each one of those 50 opponents and what comes with it, that holds value in the sport of boxing. So therefore, if I decide to do something outside of boxing, whether it's for charity or whatever it's for, that's not going to hurt my legacy as far as what I've already done. Listen to me. As far as in the sport of boxing goes, you can't erase any of that 50-0, can you?
Yo, you can't erase it.
Okay.
But you can definitely put a blemish in it. Like when he fought, he just fought that UFC fighter, right? Not McGregor. The other guy that with the fucking ears. Oh my God, yo. Let me. You ask your question, I'm gonna Google it.
So what I'm gonna say to you is that, understanding what you're saying, what I think you're gonna say is this, is that, what do you know me for? You know me for those 50-0 boxing. You know me for that. That's my body of work. You know what I am. You know my legacy. So anything after that, remember, I've already retired from the sport. Once I have retired,
I'm already good.
Whatever I've done, whatever I do outside of that, holds no value as to what I've already done and what my legacy already is.
Okay.
You can't take.
Listen. Right. So his brother, right, Jake Paul, mm-hmm. beat that UFC fighter, Ben Askren, mm-hmm. right? Ben Askren is now a joke. Like, yo, how'd you let, like, you're a professional fighter, my guy. You let an amateur. No. These are brothers. They train together. They fight together. I get you. But he fought a professional UFC fighter.
Right.
His brother fought a professional boxer.
Right.
I understand, like, the fighting is different, but they're still professionals.
That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, you can't even compare, like, Floyd's career to these two guys anyway. On his point, like, you can't diminish. Listen, I ain't watched boxing since Mike Tyson bit Vander Holyfield ear.
Wow. Damn, that's so long.
Facts. But that's what I'm saying, right? So, but here and there, you know, you catch whatever, but You can't take away who Floyd is, what he done, none of that. Even 50 tried to diminish, you know what I mean? You can't, bro.
Listen, bro.
Here's a perfect example. You can't. Mike Tyson, right?
Okay.
If Mike Tyson would have lost
to Roy,
would that have hurt Mike Tyson's legacy?
No, they both were they're not washed up, but they were like older, they're out of
like
season.
Yeah, just like
yeah. They were seasoned vets fighting.
So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Floyd's a seasoned vet.
See, the difference is Mike Tyson got losses. Roy has losses. Floyd does not have a loss. Like, he doesn't have one. He doesn't have one in amateur boxing. He didn't have one in the Golden Glove era. So now, in his professional era. Like, so you're looking at all of these fights, all of these people he fought that were professional boxers. And if he lost to an amateur, it would have 100% tarnished his reputation. Because they talked about Michael Jordan when he was great in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Then he went and played baseball. He went and played baseball. He was trashing baseball.
Trash
right?
on the Wizards.
Then he came back, was
won three more championships.
Came back, then he retired.
Right.
Then came back again. After that, when he was on the Wizards, nobody was like, everybody said, "Damn, yo, that's not the same Mike I know."
That's not the same Mike. Who Michael Jordan is?
But that's what I'm saying.
I could go you get know, you. You still man, know what Jordan times Michael Jordan. Is. He's still the GOAT. He's still the GOAT. And even the sun shines on a dog ass some days.
Well, like I said, I think it was risky.
Like you said, the man depends on the punch or whatever. So
I think it was a risky move for Floyd to put himself out there. I mean, granted, we saw what he did. I think Floyd is probably the greatest technical boxer of all time. Like, I think he knows the game better than anybody out there.
I think he knows
the game better than anybody.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
And you saw that in this little fight that he did here. I know it was for, you know, just for fun and shits and giggles. But a loss is a loss, yo.
Oh, I mean, if he would have lost, it would have just been like, "Oh, you took an L."
But a loss is not a loss when it's after you're retired.
But then media, it's media that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Media
they would have
overhyped it. Oh, he sucks. And
right now, currently, they're saying that Floyd held up Logan Paul because
right.
So look at this. Now they're making a big deal about it.
Because it's always something to talk about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to talk about some real drama, right? Let's talk about how LeBron James is a effing crybaby and walked off on his team not once but twice because they didn't get the result that, you know, he thought they was going to get.
You know what? Yeah.
So you want to talk about some media hype? That's not hype. Yeah. That's real shit.
That's real. Yeah. Yeah.
Think about how you feel as a player. Like, damn, like you're supposed to
be the captain. You're the leader.
Captain just said, man, I'm out of here. Not once, but twice.
Come show me some love. Like,
but if he would have won, he'd have been chest bumping.
Yeah,
and
you're
all
right.
His faces you're and right. dancing. And
well, you know, my team, the Nets.
Oh, you see me? Look. You see me? Look.
The Nets. The Nets is
playing 7
bowling.
I mean, we lost our first game.
Well, they 2-0 against the Bucks.
Yeah, y'all gonna smash them.
Yo, listen,
that's over, bro. That's over.
And look, we don't got King Beard on there. Look. He's sitting on the sideline. James,
take a bet. You want to bet against
me? So what I'm gonna tell you? So what I'm gonna tell you is this: is that for y'all got a funny chemistry.
It's called winning.
But they
it's called winning chemistry. It's called winning.
When I say funny chemistry, it's like sometimes it works when all three of them are on the floor,
and sometimes it don't.
And sometimes
right?
it don't. And I think if the right team catches you in that mix where y'all ain't vibing, I think that's the only thing that can hurt you.
All I know,
I think there's only two teams that you got to worry about.
All I know is KD came out and Blake Griffin looked like that old Blake Griffin that was jumping over Kias.
All I'm gonna say is I feel like
who in the East is going to bring up with them? That's what I was gonna say. Besides,
I feel like it's gonna be us at the end. Conference championship.
Who else is really gonna bang up with them?
Yeah, it's gonna be a good series though.
It will.
I mean, I feel like we're gonna have to push them to seven, and we still gonna probably lose. You feel me?
Yo,
and that's the only way we're gonna get it is if we push it to seven. Because listen, for the Hawks to shit on us like they just did in the first game,
I was gonna say I don't know.
You can't go to Brooklyn like that.
Nope.
You can't go up in there like that.
Nope. And they balling, yo. I know you said it's a funny chemistry. Now watch both games, bro. Yo. They've been on point, yeah. like looks,
but
like no look passes.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like because now it's like
defense been on point.
Now it's like they're starting to gel a little bit, but it's like
if they catch them at it, sweep a nigga. I feel what you're saying. If you they catch lose them, one game,
word up. If they get caught up in that run and but, you catch them in between that, I think a wise team can make a run to push it to seven.
Yeah,
that seven, you're gonna find that
you're gonna find out who it is.
Who, exactly.
You saw what happened to Luka.
Yeah.
You saw what happened to Luka. Yeah. Boy, and I was like, damn, you did all of that to get here to lose.
Yo.
You let them boys come back.
Yo.
And that was crazy how they came back.
And they came back in beast.
That's what I was gonna say. They came back out of nowhere.
Yo, word is born, y'all. I know you don't watch anime. But it looked like you said you don't watch anime, but you
don't watch anime.
Yeah, but I felt when Goku powers up,
yeah,
and gets a light bulb.
that's what happened.
It's like holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. They
went off.
It was nuts. Yeah. It's nuts. Yo, you know what? Just to veer off the topic. So I was watching on a documentary on like Facebook or Snapchat, you know how they have like little stories. They got this guy in Vegas who bets on games.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think he bets on all sporting events. And they watched him put $100,000 up on hockey, bro. And he walked away with like $300,000+.
So you trying to bet on hockey?
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm watching, like, I just, as you were talking, I was just thinking, like, different ways that people were making money with the pandemic. But he's been making money for a while. And before I got in here, I was going to bring it up with the mics off. But this dude was like, he was like, yo, I wasn't even gambling when I got into the sports. He's like, and I placed a bet and I made like $50,000. It was over from there. He's in ever since there. I think they called him like the betting king or something.
Wow.
Bro.
He's got the lucky hand.
I was going to say, some people, they just got it when it comes to gambling or betting like that. Some people, they have it. I don't play.
My cousin does that shit.
For me, I can't.
And he be winning. Like winning all the time.
Yeah, some people do really well with it. Then again, it's, you know.
See, I'm a shoulda, coulda. Like, damn, I shoulda did that. I knew they were going away.
Right.
Well, you know, AC being open, they got sports betting down there, so.
Still
got
to wear a mask, though.
Not inside.
For real? They changed that?
The whole state is lifted, bro.
No, because, bro, I just seen a something for them, a sponsorship on Facebook or something, and it was saying about the mask.
Nope, the whole state is lifted.
Wow.
And they saying that is as long as you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So
there that goes again.
So yeah.
Man, listen.
So that's it. So like I said,
what casino y'all staying at AC, y'all know which ones I'm talking about.
Yo.
The cooties is in a couple of them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I said that on the air. My bad.
Especially on the boardwalk. Yo, I like AC, but AC be having those moments. Like, I forgot I was walking somewhere, bro. Bro, I was down there over the weekend. It was hot as hell. So I was watching like people like down there on their like Instagram and everything. Yo, people walking around barefoot on the boardwalk.
Mm.
I'm like, Dude, we just got out of a pandemic.
Pretty much.
Wow, but, that's gross, man. Well, you know, I'm not going to segue off of gross and say the Cowboys. So I'll start off with being. we could just talk football and green, and we could go to Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So, what y'all think about that, man? What, Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he lost a half a mil.
So my thing is he standing for something? Like, is there
he wants out?
He want to leave, bro. They won't trade him.
Reason why he wants out is leading up to all this stuff was because of, I guess, when they didn't tell him they were going to draft another quarterback.
Yeah.
So you know how quarterbacks are. Like, remember, he's been their star for how long?
For a while.
And he sat behind Brett Favre long.
He did.
And he's still producing. And he's, you know what I mean? He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
He needs to do what Brett Favre did to him, yo. He said that Brett Favre didn't coach. No, Brett Favre didn't coach him. He didn't give him no advice, nothing. Yeah. Right? I remember this clearly, bro. It was when we played the Green Bay Packers were playing Cowboys, right? And Brett Favre was in there, and he looked horrible. Like, the Cowboys were doing everything to him. Like, they were intercepting the ball, they were sacking him. He couldn't move. Like, yo, everything was going wrong for him. Then they put Aaron Rodgers in the game, and Aaron Rodgers scored like 3 touchdowns. And I went from cheering like, to like, holy shit, are we going to lose this?
Aaron who?
And ever since then,
yeah,
Aaron Rodgers been the guy. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you know, Brett Favre had his little moments where he went to
the Vikings,
and then he went to the Jets.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, he should do the same thing. Like, you got this new, like, yo, he solidified his spot. Like, there's no reason why he should feel any, like, nervous. Like, yeah, they bring somebody younger, but yo, you the guy, though.
I think this is Tom.
What they were saying is during the draft, when they were, the reason early when he was holding out was because they didn't come, like, I guess, approach him or speak to him or include him. However it goes that way.
But it's still a year ago,
look, I'm a quarterback. You're not putting no weapons around me. Why are we looking for
another quarterback?
You're trying to win a championship now. I need a running back. We got no running game. Like,
his team is saying they're behind him. Like, his other players are saying, like, hey, man, they support whatever he decides to do. Like,
yo, and every
of that team.
Yo, he is. He is a true guy that, like, goes out there all the time. You know, I'm excited about this NFL season because, you know, Dak is back. You know,
Dak, man. I mean, he do look like he about to come out there and do something. He do look like he out there, like, he ready for war.
Yo.
Y'all still trash, though.
I feel you. I don't think I'm gonna watch. I don't think I'm gonna watch any football this year.
I'm in 17 games this season.
I know. And they letting people back in, yo.
Yeah,
17
games can be real ugly.
Real ugly. It's a lot of quarterbacks might not make it to 17 games.
Listen, I'm a Steelers fan.
Listen, the Texans.
Yo.
The Texans. They
about
to be something.
You know what?
Through Julio Hand Jones over there.
No, Titans.
Tennessee Titans. Julio Hand Jones over there.
Okay, so here's my thing about it, yo. I'm gonna say this now. Get it out the way. As bad as I want the Cowboys to walk in here and get a Super Bowl,
it ain't happening, bro.
Tampa Bay gonna win.
Think they're gonna do back to back?
Absolutely, yo.
How Brady came out today? He came out there cheery as hell, like, man.
Absolutely. He came out there knowing something that we don't know.
He woke up to scrambled eggs, turkey bacon, and smash.
He came out there
happy as shit.
He came out there like
44 years old.
So what I was gonna say is I do think they'll repeat. I think they'll repeat.
They got everybody, and he got some young boys in there.
But I do think it's pretty much going to be. I think it's either going to be the Chiefs there again, or it's going to be the Chargers. Yo. Is that young boy over there, Justin Herbert? Oh. That young boy with the Chargers?
But Pat Mahomes said they're going undefeated. He said they're going 17-0 is what he said.
You know what?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Bro, that's what he said.
I think it's going to be between.
I didn't say it.
Wow.
I'm thinking the Chargers, the Chiefs, or the Buccaneers.
Bro. And to be biased, the Cowboys.
Okay, I'm a Jets fan, and I ain't about to say Zach Wilson takes us to the promised land. It ain't happening, Captain.
I told you I was going to be biased about it.
Listen, I feel like this season going to be one of them dope seasons, and because the crowds is going to be back, it's going to hype the teams up.
You know what? I've been watching basketball, and the crowds coming back to basketball has been making the games worse, Joe. Because they've been fighting in the stands. They've been disrespectful to baseball.
Baseball, they've been fighting. Baseball is crazy.
Like, so I don't know if I'm excited about the fact that, you know, people are going to be back in.
Because
I got to watch the game last year or during the pandemic, and it was just so organic. Like, everybody was there because they knew what was going on, and they didn't have any distractions.
Football basically runs the sports world, right?
I know.
And they see all of these trends going on, baseball, the basketball. You know they're going to try to shut it all down, and the security going to be insane.
Well, you know, it is because of the Jets that you can't drink at the halftime.
Hey, chill, bro.
You can't get beer. I think it's the end of the second or, like, the middle of the third. Like, that's it.
They do shut down.
That's it. You can't have no more. Then that's all the way around. Yeah. Like, I think Philly is halftime. They're like, you don't got your shit by halftime.
Shut all this shit down.
They got a jail under the stadium. They be wilding out there. But, yo, I am excited that the summer is going to be back to action, man.
I'm excited about that, to be able to do stuff.
Yup.
I mean, we got a new venture. I mean, we should kind of, you know, shout that out a little bit. We got a new venture.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. Know. So we on the end of this month, June 25th, 6th, 7th.
Yeah.
We're gonna be at AC. Come down, support us.
Boardwalk Buzz Convention.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, I think his name is Chad. Shout out to him.
Showboat Casino ain't no longer a casino, but.
Nope.
It's a convention hall, basically.
It literally is. And there'll be tables, there'll be booths, customized tables brought to you by We The People Designs, trays, cups. You'll have bongs, pole,
have it all.
Everything,
have
everything.
It all. Anything you, think
anything you need to make your smoking life
all
easier, we're going to have it down there. Oh, that was a good plug in, y'all. I like that. There it is. So let's go. Since we did shout out one business, let's shout out our other businesses that we rock it and get it going on.
Treasures. I mean, we also was part of the Boardwalk Buzz, but you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And let's give a big shout out to Solidity Clothing. Uh-huh. Yes, I don't have my merch on today.
Oh,
but
yeah, look at this. I got the Nizzle Inspired tee. This is that man, I don't know what that is. Oh, but
yeah, we got new merch on the website.
By Angel, she is the creative everything.
The brain.
Yeah. Then the back of it.
Yeah, yo. So go get you a t-shirt. Go get you a hoodie. It's getting a little warm, but definitely get some t-shirts. Other merch on there. Hats.
Merch, man. Go to the website.
Put up a Lion's Den shirt up on there.
Lion's Den on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that is SolidityClothing.com. Follow us on Instagram at SolidityThis. Follow us on our other Instagram at _Solidity. Follow us at Facebook. Join the family, guys, at Solidity. Also,
Sweet and Sour Miracles.
Sweet, yeah,
shout
man.
Shout out Sweet and Sour Miracles. Angel over there doing a thizzle.
Follow and definitely check out her podcast, Breaking the Stigma.
Podcast,
yeah,
yes,
yo,
yes,
that is,
yes.
It is dope.
You can also follow me up on TikTok at BC_Solidity. So I'm up on there. Some things I'm working with.
Yo, if you got 16, let BC know. Maybe you'll get on the show. Spit some bars, you know, play your music, support you.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, reach out, connect. But, yo, it's good to be back, guys.
Dope episode.
Yeah, man. So this is another Solidity This.
Solidity that.
I guess we're going to have to talk about it, right? So, yo, we'll catch you on the next one.